Matlope's joined here in the Coach's Corner with Associate Head Coach Ted Curley. Ted, the first chance we got to sit down and talk with you. Welcome to Brockton, and what have been your thoughts so far here on the team over the first weekend?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, other than the win-loss record, you know, being 1-2, obviously we wanted to win all three, but, you know, everyone's been great here in Brockton. It's been a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a great summer.
Now, I know you're a busy guy, just wrapped up the Norton baseball season, and you got the Norton football season coming up in the fall. A lot going on for you. How do you balance all that?
Happy wife, happy life. That's what it's just, I'm always busy, and I like to be involved, and I love doing this summer gig, and, you know, I can do the football lifting with the kids in the morning and get over here to the park and do this. So, yeah, it's busy, and I love what I do, and obviously wouldn't want to do anything else. So,
well, we got the day off here today, Monday, over the weekend, 1-2 record, but let's talk about the game that you guys looked real good against Wachusett. What were your thoughts on that one?
Well, first and foremost, we got a great start out of Max Tishman, and, you know, he threw strikes and kept them pretty much at bay. And, you know, we finally, I think it was the third and fourth inning, came up with some clutch hits, and that's what we were missing opening night. I thought we played well. I thought we pitched well. I thought we played great defense, and we just didn't get the clutch hit, and that'll happen. And then yesterday, it was pretty similar. You know, we did make a few errors, but we got a good start again, and we just didn't get the clutch hits when we needed them. So Saturday night was a lot of fun, and the crowd was great both nights, but it was the clutch hitting that night.
You guys got six straight games coming up starting tomorrow night, Tuesday night at Nashua, early season road test. A lot of these kids haven't really had a stretch of games where they're playing night in and night out like this. How do you go about managing the bodies and the arms and everything in between there?
Well, on the pitching side of things, obviously it's got to be a rotation, and you got to manage the arms as good as you possibly can, using as many as you can. And we're at a pretty good spot having 17 pitchers where that's not an issue. But as far as position players go, they need to know not to overdo it as far as their lifting and running and everything they do when they're not at the park. But, you know, it's baseball, and they're also 18 to 20 years old, and their bodies will respond a lot quicker than mine will, being the guy who throws a lot of the BP. But, you know, it's just a mindset. They got to be ready to play each night, and it'll be different each night, and that's the beauty of summer baseball.
Now, one thing I know coming into the season, you had a lot to do with kind of organizing this team and doing the scouting and the recruiting, if you will, getting these guys here. Now, in terms of what you've seen from this team, and also in perspective with the other teams in the league, how do you think the talent level looks in the FCBL this summer?
As far as comparing it to last year, I think there's been a pretty big jump in the level of play, especially on the mound. I've been really impressed with every pitcher we've seen, and obviously on our team, you know, I'm really happy with, you know, who all these college coaches have sent us. You know, I was one of many that had to make all these phone calls and talk to them and go and see them play. But that's what these leagues are all about. You know, you trust the college coach to send you a quality player, and it builds a relationship over the years. And, you know, in a few years, the Brockton Rocks won't have any problems filling out a 30-man roster in a couple weeks, because the way we treat the kids will be well-known, and the level of play will be well-known, and we're really happy with who we have here.
We got a couple kids on this roster that you know pretty personally, and Sean Ryan and A.J. Bashaw, and now they played for you at Norton High School. What's that like now, kind of deja vu all over again here, seeing them in a Rocks uniform?
Yeah, Friday night, I think it was the bottom of the first inning, I was standing down at third because I'm coaching third, and Sean Ryan gets announced, and he goes up there, and I did have a lot of deja vu. I was like, this is kind of weird. But it's been, I think, 4 years or something like that, 3 years, and it's great. You know, I obviously, they're two of my favorite former players up here in Massachusetts, and I'm glad that they're with us. And AJ pitched yesterday, got off to a little bit of a rough start, but came back strong for two innings, and I look forward to watching them both all year.
So as I mentioned before, early season road test on Tuesday night at Nashua, pretty good team up there, the reigning FCBL champions. And you got to look at that team last year, but I know there's probably a lot of changeover with the roster. Is that correct?
They have the guy, Logan Gillis, who led the league in hitting. Obviously, he's back. And then they have Manucci, I believe, and Katsia Rubis, a tough name for the PA guy. But those three hitters were there last summer, so I'll have an idea on how we're going to approach getting them out. And they do have two arms. I don't know who we're going to see tomorrow night, obviously, but it's a great atmosphere up there, and I know Coach Neverett does a great job, and you know they'll be one of the top teams, I'm sure, when it's all said and done.
Well, what can we expect tomorrow night from the Rocks? Got Chris Kalicka, I believe, going on the mound, and I think the lineup's been already set. I know Judd was telling me he already chalked it up Monday morning.
Yeah, we talked about it on the bus ride home. I think it was done when we got off the bus. But Chris, you know, didn't get a ton of innings down at Fairfield, and he's fresh. He's ready to roll. He's been working hard, and I look forward to seeing him go. I think you're going to see a hungry team tomorrow night, you know, to come out and play well, you know, and make up for what happened yesterday. So look forward to it.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time, and I'll be catching up with you soon.